And we'll start in a minute. Okay, everyone, a good Shabbos to everyone. Thank you for coming. We'll try to get together on Erev Shabbos a little bit earlier. Obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos is a little bit later now. So, next Friday, we'll see about the timing. But I try to share a little bit every day about the medical crisis, how to process it as a Bantara, not just to spend your time watching the news and taking your healthcare guidelines into effect seriously, but what does this mean as of the Hashem? What are the challenges that Kodesh Baruch Hu expects of us? Obviously, we don't want to become too specific. That's very arrogant to know exactly what lessons to draw, or become very judgmental about why things are happening, but just to put us into a place where we can ask hard questions and important questions and just process the events. Excuse me. Now, of course, Shabbos is a bit of a break. Shabbos, we have to switch gears. And we have to switch gears for two reasons. Number one, because it's Shabbos Kodesh, and it's the most transcendent day, and it transcends even Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a day that Basar V'dam establishes or designates. We decide when Pesach is. We decide. So these are days of history that are grounded within the historical process, within the human sphere. Shabbos is transcendent. Shabbos is Kaviyah V'kayma, the Yishalmi says. It's set every 7 days. Whether people are aware of it or not aware of it, it's the only element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu installs with Kedusha. Everything else that has Halacha Kedusha has to have its Kedusha endowed to it by Basar V'dam, based on Mikdash, Yom Tov, Chatzei Hekdesh. So part of our experience during this crisis, with the numbers are so overwhelming, and sadness, and the tragedy that we all absorb, and it's important to absorb the tragedy and not to... Baruch Hashem, most of you are younger and you're in your homes, and Baruch Hashem, hope you have comfortable homes. But there are people that are suffering and, across the world in numbers that are staggering that we've never been forced to process, at least in our lives. And to absorb that suffering, and as I'll tell us, that Noach and his wife were forbidden from intimate interaction while they were in the Teva, and all of his children, of course, because people were dying. Now, those people deserve to die, and Noach wasn't a Yid, and it's just early, but it's just... It's not appropriate when people are suffering to be ignorant or to be divorced or in some ways oblivious to the suffering around you. And as you know, the numbers are so overwhelming that it's hard to imagine the numbers are going to start to encroach and affect people that we know. But Shabbos is a day to be makabel pnei hamelech, makabel Shabbos hamalcha, and to go to that other place, to think of Bria Olam, as I spoke about last Friday, and to think about TTS Mitzrayim, to think about Yom Shekulo Shabbos, basically the three Shabbosos that anchor our Shabbos, Bria Olam, TTS Mitzrayim, Yimasa Mashiach, which is the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And it's especially important here and in this context because, quite frankly, if we're honest with ourselves, Shabbos tomorrow is not going to feel that much different from Wednesday or Tuesday. We're going to stay in our homes. We won't travel. Of course, the television won't be on. The internet won't be used. But the food will be hot. And the air conditioning and the heat will be on. So it's really important to designate Shabbos and to differentiate Shabbos. So every Arab Shabbos, I want to speak about something relating to the virus, but relating to Shabbos, to put us into that Shabbos space, how to process the challenge that we're all jointly experiencing. So today I want to talk about two aspects of Shabbos and the way that it should enlighten or inform our coronavirus conversation. I think we all find ourselves oscillating almost, careening between two poles. And I want to try, as always, to try to integrate them, make them one. Don't become schizophrenic. Don't. I think we have a lot of respect and awe for the healthcare professionals and the doctors and the nurses who are sacrificing literally their own health, and in many cases they paid the ultimate price to treat others, to test others, to heal others. And then in a broader sense, all the efforts that are taking place throughout the world to maintain health, to worry about people's health, to acquire breathing machines, to acquire the various vaccines, medicines, pills, and whatever relief efforts we can provide. And we feel as if we're at the cutting edge of a world that has advanced so dramatically over the last 400 years in the medical sphere. And one second, my wife is calling. Someone answered. And we've advanced so dramatically over the last 400 years medically, and all of those advances are being harnessed and channeled to try to solve this crisis, and we're rooting and we're hoping. So we feel as if we have a response. The response may be insufficient. The response is not as comprehensive as we'd like, but we're not, I wouldn't say proud, but we feel as if there's an empowerment and we're trying our best. And then we also feel as if we're hitting the ceiling and there's not much we can do, or that, and it lies beyond us. And for many religious people, it's reminded us of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Einod Milvado and the Pasuk that Rav Amital quoted a long time ago. It was in 2001, 2002. There's a terrible bus bombing right around Purim time. It was the number 18 bus. And a lot of death and a lot of horror. And Rav Amital felt as if we can't do anything. We just do our best. And we ask Kaddish Baruch Hu to step in. Avad manos mimeni, ein li makir. I don't have any hopes. I don't have anyone that's there for me. I look to the right, I look to the left. So I feel as if sometimes we're very, very proud and enthused and awed by the measures that the medical community is taking to try to advance and to try to repair and to try to heal and to try to rehabilitate and protect. But in the back of our minds, we always feel as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that human faculties are limited. I'm sure you've heard a lot of Divrei Torah in that tone. And I'd like to try to tie them together. I'd like to piece them together for you. And piece them together through Shabbos. What happened 5,780 years ago? Ribbono Shel Olam created this world. And it was amazing. It was spectacular. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. There's no limit to their bonus. I'm limited by my strength, by my sleep, by my physicality. Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't limited. He's infinite. He's everything. So in theory, Kodesh Baruch Hu's creation shouldn't have topped off after 6 days. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be in a constant dynamic state of creating the world. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is infinite in everything and is constantly changing. Tonight, Friday night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested by Yishbos, Kivol Shavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew. Now that withdrawal is called Simsum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu unnaturally retracted and contained himself in a way that's not natural because he's infinite. Without that Simsum, there'd be no place for humanity or for anything for that matter. It's not only humanity because we need stability. We need predictability. We need functionality. We need systems of laws. So just imagine if the world were in a constant flux, constantly being recreated, much like the sun is. The sun is in a constant state of flux and burning the gas. And so I couldn't breathe because the oxygen would morph into water. And I couldn't walk because the ground beneath me would turn into a liquid or into a gas, and I'd fall and break my hip. Of course, I couldn't predict. I couldn't travel. I couldn't build a car. The world required for human beings to live, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to withdraw his creation and stop and halt. And essentially Hashem said, I'm stopping here and the world is intentionally imperfect and now you step in and perfect it. And as a sign of that transformation or that transition, Matzei Shabbos, after that rest had completed, Hashem delivers fire to us, Gemara Yishalmi Pesachim says. Fire is the symbol of creativity, of energy, of light, of reason, of industry, of manufacture. Hashem wants us to be creative. He takes two steps to enable human creativity. One is he retracts, and two is he delivers creativity to human beings. Remember, in Greek mythology, Prometheus has to snatch fire from the gods because the gods won't let it go, that spark of creativity. He's punished for it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers it to Basavritam, delivers it to Adam HaRishon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to create and to improve, Pruvu, Melura, Tzaretz, V'chiv Shua, try to not conquer the world in an aggressive or hostile way, but control it and marshal it and employ its resources and advance it and improve it. He wants us to. This is just like he gave me skin. I'm not proud of the skin he gave me. He gave it to me. He gave me hair. He gave me height. He gave me health. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, Hashem also gave me this trait called creativity. The problem is creativity is very intoxicating because then it's an expression of self. My skin doesn't change. It's pretty easy for me not to be proud of my skin or proud of my height. Height doesn't really change. And for creativity to actually occur, has to have a human sense and a human spark and a human flavor and a human perspective. So for some people, creativity becomes egotistical and egocentric and self-aggrandizing. They turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than turning toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants us to be creative as long as we rest on Shabbos. Because when we rest on Shabbos, we retreat the same way he retreated. And we say, well, all these 6 days, as massive as it is, as impressive as it is, it would be meaningless and it would be empty without HaKadosh Baruch Hu facilitating it, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrawing, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivering to me the ability to be creative. So Shabbos is that corrective against egocentrism. Shabbos is the corrective against self-aggrandizing, against creativity getting to our head, against becoming bloated or pig-headed. So when we rest on Shabbos, we're not retreating from creativity, we're just framing it. We should work 6 days. We should change the world. And that's why so much of what's happening during this coronavirus is so in sync with Shabbos' message. Does Hashem want us to throw our hands up and just daven? Of course not. Hashem wants us to try and to work and to labor and to protect and to sacrifice his bed. And hopefully he'll help us and he'll help provide some of that wisdom, some of that information. But he's also reminding us, and to a degree, I think after 400 years, remember, the medical profession has changed so dramatically over the last 400 years. And we've mapped the brain, we've mapped the genes, and we've performed surgery. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us, continue, but just humility, with honesty. But don't become too large-headed. And that's really the message of every Shabbos. So think about Shabbos, Kivo Shabbos, and how this has become more amplified during the coronavirus, but it's something that occurs every Shabbos. And that's one message to think about for Shabbos and how it dovetails with the virus. The second message is actually a little sterner, more important, but also there's a stern application. A couple days ago, someone showed me a tweet. And in the tweet, there were people who were, I think, some gabbai in America was very proud of what he said. He said, anyone that conducts a private illegal minyan in this period will not get an aliyah when shuls resume. It's basically, it's ridiculous. Basically, it's narishkai, it's stupidity. You're endangering people's lives. I saw a picture of a store in Brooklyn. Now, again, it may have been photoshopped. It may have been a store of essential needs, but the store had a big sign in English, the store is closed due to health regulations. And then in Yiddish, the tir of the recht is gafen. The door on the right is open in Yiddish, knowing that only Yiddish would understand. That's the kind of stuff, and that's, I wrote back the following Rambam. I just wrote a Mara Makamura tweet. Sometimes I just write Mara Makamura's like, it's Safna Spanat, and it's Rambam Makamura's. I think you'd be proud of me. I tweet Mara Makamura's. So the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Shabbos discusses Pikuach Nefesh. And keep in mind, Pikuach Nefesh is Tocha Kol HaTorah. It's not specific for Shabbos. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. So the Rambam says, when you Docha Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, don't say, oh my goodness, golly gee, I'm violating Shabbos. Let the kids drive a car. Let women, who in those days were inferior halachic participants, look at God, you know, I don't want to violate Shabbos. Shosin Dvarmalalo Perfezal Hakimel, Enosino Samlaide, Nachim Blade, Kanim Blade, Abadan, don't try to delegate it to secondary halachic members. Shalote Shabbos Kalab Einav, not to in any way diminish the importance of Shabbos. Ela Ide Gidoli Sotha Chachman, the great leaders, they're the ones that they're medically capable, but there should be no hesitation about Chilul Shabbos. Oh, let's try to find a guy, or let's try to find a child. And the Rambam writes, "V'asr l'smameh b'chilul Shabbos." You can't delay. The Rambam quotes the pasuk in Kiddushim, "Asher yaseh osam ha'adam b'chay bohem v'lo sheyamos bohem," which is a pasuk one of the sources of Pikuach Nefesh, Dacha Kala Tara Kula. And beyond just the halacha of Dacha Kala Tara Kula, it's a statement, and the Rambam's going to edit that statement and elaborate upon the statement, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't deliver the Torah to sacrifice life and to suppress life and to endanger life. B'chai Bohem means halacha Torah is meant to enhance life, to advance life. And it's something we have to be aware of, and I'll read the Rambam in a moment. It's something we have to be aware of our entire lives. So often we get caught up in the Isurim of halacha. This is us, and this is us. And if we have a very immature approach, it sounds like, oh yeah, it's all thunderbolts and lightning and prohibitions and restrictions and punishments and altercations. Rather than reminding ourselves, Kihem Chayenu V'Arach Yameinu, this is the best way to lead our lives. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us through an Olam Haba, nothing would change. This is the most noble way. This is the most dignified way. This is the most upright way. This is the most restrained. This is the most abstinent. This is the most wise. We're not bartering our lives of freedom and joy. I'll speak next week a little bit about coronavirus as the bastard child of democracy, and how democracy created a world in which unlimited freedom. But that's for next week. But Torah is meant to enhance our lives. Torah is the elixir of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a roadbook, a roadmap, a playbook to how to lead this life the best way. So of course, when life is being endangered by halacha, of course halacha overtellies, saving life, pikuach nefesh overtellies halacha. The whole point of halacha is to enhance our lives. And the Rambam says, halamadita, shein mishpita ha-Torah nekama bal. I think the Torah's approach is vengeful. Ella, key word in the Rambam, rachamim v'chesed v'shalom bi'olam. Torah is meant to be rachamim, mercy, chesed, charity, shalom, peace, harmony, kindness, sweetness, bo'olam. And keep remembering that. I know a lot of boys join today and join the whole week. This is a spoiler. I say this every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't toying with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't happy. The Shechina is sad, just as we're sad. Shechina is sad for all people in Tzelem Elokim that are losing their lives, and of course, even greater for Barimatim Hashem Elokechem, for the Jews whose lives are being lost, and we have to daven for the Shechina's happiness and for the Shechina to be seen properly by Basar Vadam. I know that there'll be great questions that people are asking. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachamim B'chesed, Ki Amali Rachamim, Yashav Kisi Rachamim, Zayg B'chesedus, Mochel Avonos Amo. We don't know. We don't know why this is happening. We have to accept the Yisurin as Yisurin Shel Ahava. Then the Rambam has harsh statements, and I'll apply these harsh statements. Ve'elu ha'pikursin, she'omrim she'zeh chilo Shabbos. Those who scream, chilo Shabbos, why are you violating Shabbos? Aleim ha'kasav omer. So here the Rambam quotes a pasuk in Necheskel, which talks about the inversion of the pasuk in Kedoshim. Kedoshim says, v'chai bohem, Hashem laments. The Navi laments, gam ani nasati lechem chukim lo tovim. I gave you bad laws. U'mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. And laws that you can't live by because you endanger your life because of them. And it's an inversion of what the Torah is meant to be. V'chai bohem, mishpatim asher lo yich, mishpatim lo yichyu bohem. And I thought about this when I saw that picture on Twitter, when I just saw, please, please, people that are making minyanim at the risk of other people and imperiling other people and just trying to find ways and end arounds and taking these lightly, that's not halacha. And I promise you, whatever tefillos you think you're davening, they are Ola Lashamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam says in the Chos Tshuva, Torfen Oso Bifnei. This is not tefillah. This is not religion. This is not Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want those tefillos. It's not B'chai Bohem. These are not tefillos the Rabbona Shalom is excited by. Stay at home. Again, unless there's I happen to be going to, my brother's making a bar mitzvah for his son. And unfortunately, the whole bar mitzvah has been shrunk in reading from the Torah. So Baruch Hashem, my brother has this huge backyard. He lives 3 minutes away. So we're all going to stand in different parts of the backyard, like we would at a wedding or at a funeral that has to be conducted. But in terms, I've davened for the last 2 weeks every day in my quiet room in Chas Hashem, not to play games on Pesach time. And now, the question with this I'll end is, why does the Rambam editorialize the message of Pikuach Nefesh, Daf on Shabbos? This editorial, that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha X, fill in whatever X you want, and that it symbolizes the fact that Halacha embraces life rather than suppressing life, this could have been taken out of the Rambam, of the Rambam of Shabbos, could have been taken out of the Rambam of Shabbos and placed in any, it's Docha Nefeil, it's Docha Basa B'chal, the only Halachas, the only Yisurim which Pikuach Nefesh is not Dachis, Avodah Zarah Shfichas Damim. So this Rambam, this editorial could have been placed anywhere. Why is it placed in Shabbos? I think it's what I said before, that human life was brought into effect Shabbos, as our other Mishnah is created last. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him that until Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah was still creating to be no place for human expression. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos as a celebration of human life, of our ability to master our world, to control our world, to advance our world, to perfect our world. He gave us the creativity, gave us the space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires life, and Shabbos reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't desire life, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our terms, in our own terms. Where you go, Sam, just wanted to create, he'd still be creating. That'd be his natural expression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted human beings, wanted to pass the baton, wanted life. 2,500 years into history, he gave them his word to live by. And now it's 3,000 years later, and we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachamim B'chesed V'Shalom, as the Rambam writes. We're living through a very, very difficult period. But try to take the time over Shabbos. 2 weeks ago, when I gave a pre-Shabbos Corona, the Vartara, the Rechizah, I encourage people, don't talk about Corona whatsoever. I made an announcement at my dining table. We're not going to. It was very early on. I think that's unrealistic. If anyone can try for that or aim for that, Gam Baruch Yeh, I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment. It would really be a key in Shabbos. But it's around us. It's become part of our lives. It's become part of our day-to-day. And I think it's more authentic and more honest, which is accept the fact that we're going to be talking about it, but make sure that we frame it, not just with a religious framework, but with a Shabbos-oriented framework. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be creative, wants us to live, gave us creativity time after time, or every once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remind us of the limits of creativity, as well as the moral challenges of being creative. So a lot of artists have a hard time being religious because a lot of yourself that's being expressed rather than submission to Hashem. But we're going to try to find that sweet spot where we're submissive to the Ribono Shel Olam, but we're also creative in our own worlds and in the world that Hashem deposited or trusted us with. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants life and not death. And these are the two messages of Shabbos. The message of Shabbos that stems from Parshas Vayakel, of course, where the Issur of Shabbos is juxtaposed to Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan is an outpouring of human creativity for the right purposes, to build a house for the Ribono Shel Olam. But at that point, Hashem says, but don't build a Mishkan on Shabbos. That's the Smichas Hapsuk in between the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan HaMishkan, and the Isra of Shabbos, as Rashi says. And it's, again, an iconic statement. As much as you want to express your creativity, and as much as you want to express your creativity, L'shem Shemayim, to build a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan, not on Shabbos. The Shabbos is the time to walk it back, step it down, and remember what creativity is, where Hashem gave it to you. He gave you the ability, gave you the tools after Shabbos, rather than become egocentric and drawn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a microcosm for the coronavirus. Don't for a second start to suspect, oh, Hashem's message is that all of our medicine, Hashem wants all these doctors, and it will Mitzvah Hashem help all of our doctors and medical staff deal with patients as best we can and find solutions. As long as we frame it properly, and with all the death around us, Ein Mishpatei HaTorah Nekama Ba'olam, the Rambam writes, Ela Rachamim B'chesed V'Shalom, and Shabbos is the time the Rambam accentuates it. So everyone should have a good Shabbos. I'm going to unmute everyone. Please, let's wish everyone a good Shabbos, everyone. A restful, peaceful Shabbos. And Mr. Hashem, we'll see you next week. The normal time at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Avi. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everyone. Good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Those I can see, those I can't see. Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos, everyone. Good Shabbos.
Are you on?
I'm finishing this year. Second.
Question. Rabbi.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Who is this?
Miriam Rickman. You had my sister Yonina last year.
Oh, sure. Hi, Miriam. How are you? Yes. How can I help you? I'm just going to end the recording.